Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important question. And that question is related to a virtue which is very significant in Islam. I am speaking of the virtue of the knowledge of God. As you know, knowledge in general is something very significant in Islam. It gives great importance to knowledge in general, and specifically the knowledge of God and its acquisition have been stressed within in Islam a great deal. To the extent that, according to many hadiths, it's been stated that the knowledge of God is actually the purpose of creation, and including the purpose of the creation of the human being. In any case, in this session of The Key, we want to be examining why the knowledge of God is so significant, or to put it in better terms, what are the outcomes and consequences of such a knowledge which lead to its significance. In order to discover the answer to this question, it's possible for us to examine and take inspiration from the hadiths which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhim assalam, who were obviously the possessors of such a knowledge. Who better to tell us about its results than these infallible individuals? In one beautiful hadith from Imam Ali, alayhi salam, it's been narrated that he said, "The person who best knows Allah asks of him the most." So in this hadith, we learn that when we gain knowledge of Allah, we recognize that He is the being that, you know, grants and creates everything in this world, and He holds power over all things. So consequently, He is the one we should ask for. The more knowledge we gain from Allah, the more detached we become from other creatures, and the more we rely on Him, and the more we ask for Him for our needs. In one beautiful hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, it's been stated that he said, "The creature of Allah most eligible for submission to the decree of Allah mighty and exalted is he who knows Allah mighty and exalted." So according to this hadith, one of the results of the knowledge of God is that the more we know Him, the more we submit to His laws and His decrees and His stipulations and obligations that He has given us. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "He who attains inner knowledge of Allah fears Allah, and he who fears Allah restrains himself from this world." So one of the immediate outcomes of knowledge of Allah is that when we know Allah, we fear Him, we are in awe of Him, and we are scared of His anger, His wrath, His punishment. And as a result, we abstain from the world and the worldly desires and worldly passions. Finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Verily, the person who knows God is the most content with the decree of Allah, mighty and exalted." When we know that Allah, who He is, when we know that He is the most wise, the most powerful, then we know that what He has decreed is best, and that He's the most kind and the most caring. We know that what He has decreed for us is the best for us, and we, therefore, will be satisfied and content with it and obey it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the consequences of the knowledge of God in light of the hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.